The Anchoress, written by Robin Cadwallader and read by Madeline Leslie. I had always wanted to be a jongleur, to leap from the shoulders of another, to fly and tumble, to dare myself in thin air with nothing but my arms and legs to land me safely on the ground. An acrobat is not a bird, but it is the closest a person can come to being free in the air, the nearest to an angel's gift of flying. But that was as a child, when my body was secure, like that of a boy, and I felt myself whole and able to try anything. That was before my arms and legs grew soft and awkward, and my woman's body took away those strong, pliant surfaces of skin before I knew I could bleed and not die or, worse still, carry a life inside me and die because of it. In spite of my body, the dream remained. It was the idea that I loved. I understood enough of the world to know that I could never be a jongleur. I remember Roland especially, though in my child's fancy I called him Swallow. He was part of a travelling troupe that visited our town one market day and began to perform in the middle of the crowd, the music and the colours of the costumes nudging us to stop and watch. A circle formed, with Swallow as its centre. His costume was grey striped with red, his face painted with blue on his cheeks and forehead, and red on his nose. He balanced the hilt of a sword in each hand, the blade standing tall above him, and danced, lifting his knees, pointing and scooping his feet in front and behind. When he stopped, his confrère gently placed an apple on the tip of each blade, making sure they were still, the balance certain. Swallow stepped right, then left, forwards and backwards, a slow and graceful single carol, smiling at us all. Finally, he threw the swords up and caught them in one hand, though someone shouted, "Blunt, you fraud!" and gathered the apples with the other. He bowed deeply and ran to join his companions who were building a tower, three on the bottom, then two on their shoulders. With dancing feet, Roland climbed from leg to arm to leg to arm and onto the shoulders of the men on top. He stood still for a moment, arms in the air, stretching out to the heavens, face tilted up, then leaped and tumbled. I gasped to see him swoop like a swallow in the grey sky beyond. He landed sure-footed and still on two slippered feet, and the six men formed a line, bowed deeply, then turned around, pulled down their breeches and farted at us, one at a time. The crowd laughed and cheered, but I was still leaping in the air with Swallow. When I saw him later that day, with his face cleaned of colour, I saw his nose was not at all like a swallow's beak, but sat to one side of his face, as if it had been dough flattened by a rough hand. He told me he had fallen when learning to tumble. His own knee had broken his nose as he landed. The day after I was enclosed, I thought of Swallow. I'd thrown away everything in this world and leaped into the air, lighter than I'd ever been, flying to God, who would catch me in his arms. Here, like Swallow, I was a body without a body. Even inside the thick walls of my cell, I felt I could see the sky all around me, blue and clear, and I thought I had what I wanted. I didn't know then that I had landed on hard ground and broken my bones with my own body.